This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Consumers in this economy can be interesting. We are price sensitive, but brand loyal. We like new options, but always come back to the familiar. And that love of what we know can really linger. Consider the supermarket. Any Wegmans devotees out there? Trader Joe's aficionados? Or from history, how about the A&P? In the upper Midwest, as Marketplace's Renata Sago reports, people still pine 30 years on for a chain called Red Owl.
Red Owl, red as in the color and owl as in the bird, was started by investors linked to General Mills in 1922. Back then, it sold groceries, dry goods, and coal. Its original slogan was, "Be wise, burn Red Owl coal." Tiny Stewart, Minnesota had one.
Well, it was a little store, but it had everything.
That's 34-year-old Jim Pesek of Stewart. We're standing outside the old Red Owl, the one he went to as a child.
Oh, we could pop up here. He had a comic book rack. I'd always, you know, get comic books, too.
Pesek and some other local history buffs bought the old Red Owl building back in 2013 for $1,000. They're raising money to turn part of it into a Red Owl museum. He's got a storage space down the street full of products he's collected from old employees and eBay.
Well, you got your Red Owl Honey Graham crackers, Red Owl pudding, Red Owl coffee, Red Owl brand pop, all stuff we want to display in the museum.
A local businessman named William Sundy opened Stewart's Red Owl franchise in 1939 with a $600 loan and cash he got from selling an old car, a pair of hip boots, and a gun. Stewart's Red Owl was one of more than 400 that were operating before the chain shut down. Stores positioned themselves as guardians of low-cost food, as you can hear in this radio spot from the bicentennial year of 1976, featuring a Johnny Cash imitator.
Just like the redcoats, inflation came. Everybody said it's too tough to tame. Red Owl folks don't think that's right. They're rebels and they've just begun to fight.
Red Owl stores featured distinctive logos. The final version was a bright red owl head with giant black eyes. The stores made a mark on Minnesota culture. In the opening sequence to the classic Mary Tyler Moore TV show, there's old Mary tossing some meat into her cart at a Red Owl, looking a little unhappy with the price. Minnesota filmmakers Joel and Ethan Coen included scenes of Red Owl in their work a couple of times. Red Owl once dominated with more than 50% of the Twin Cities grocery market, so there's still a lot of people around who work there. In a suburb of Minneapolis, former Red Owl cashiers, produce managers, accountants get together over lunch at least once a month to reminisce. I met up with them at one of their outings. A few were in Red Owl shirts or hats. Some brought collectibles like old Red Owl coupon books and recipe cards. Carol Dunsmore worked at a Red Owl for 15 years. She remembers all the social gatherings.
At least once a month, we'd go to a restaurant, we'd go to a play, we'd go tour a museum or something like that. We went to places that most of us would never, ever go to on our own, and it was so much fun.
Back in Stewart, Minnesota, Pesek says his group has raised about $4,000 to open its museum, selling Red Owl T-shirts mostly. They figure they need another $12,000 to fix up the building and bring their old Red Owl back to life. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.